And the world's largest economic grouping, the 27-country European Union, is being run by one of its smallest members. That would be Slovenia, which is taking over the rotating presidency of the EU. For the next 6 months, an ex-communist former Yugoslav republic is in charge of the capitalist EU. NPR's Rob Gifford has more.
Tiny Slovenia was the first part of the former Yugoslavia to declare independence in 1991, a move which began the breakup of Yugoslavia. Slovenia, which borders on Italy, Austria and Hungary to the north and Croatia to the south, got off lightly in the bloodshed that ensued. Then, in 2004, it joined the European Union, something that the other ex-Yugoslav republics have yet to accomplish. Last year, Slovenia adopted the euro currency, and now it takes up the rotating EU presidency for 6 months. Foreign Minister Dimitri Rupel says it's a seminal moment in European history.
This is the first sign of melting away of this division between East and West and old and new member countries.
For decades, on the road just ahead of me here, not far from the old church tower in the town of Nova Gorica in western Slovenia, there was a large roadblock and a customs house stopping people from Eastern Bloc Yugoslavia from crossing over into Italy and Western Europe. A mini iron curtain, if you like, symbolic of the divided continent. Now, with one small step, I and lots of Slovenians are crossing over into Italy. There we are, we're now in Italy, the sign tells me, without showing a passport or visa or even having to stop, because Slovenia is now not just a member of the European Union, but its president. Back on the Slovenian side of the border, 80-year-old Lado Marušić and his wife Aluša are out shopping. We never dreamed we could even join the European Union, says Marušić, let alone become its president. It's a sentiment echoed by many of the older generation in Slovenia who grew up in Tito's Yugoslavia. In the capital, Ljubljana, stores play traditional Slovenian music for the growing number of tourists. Despite its recent economic growth, the pace of the city of 280,000 people is still slow and relaxed. But leading the EU has given Slovenians like 24-year-old Jaka Benedicic a growing self-confidence. Sitting in a bar downtown, he says joining and leading the EU is a completely natural step for Slovenia to take.
We felt a part of Europe ever since Yugoslavia fell apart. When it fell apart, we were immediately European. We went shopping to Italy and Austria. We always feel that we are just the same in Europe as Austria or Germany or anything else.
But his friend Sabina Zonta says Western Europeans, like the neighboring Austrians, still have plenty of prejudices about former Eastern European countries like Slovenia.
I think Austrians really look at us like all those Slovenian, Slavic, ex-Yugoslavia, they know nothing. We've done so much work in, 15, 16, 17 years, and we are not stupid, but they think we are, and they don't see us as equals.
One of Europe's big questions is whether other Balkan countries can follow Slovenia's lead and join the European Union. And perhaps Slovenia's biggest test as EU president will be dealing with one of the last legacies of the Yugoslav implosion that it helped to bring about. The breakaway province of Kosovo is expected to declare independence from Serbia in the coming weeks. Rob Gifford, NPR News.